Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, looking for rainy conditions, going to be turning windy. We do have fog this morning, going to be high, well, around 55 degrees maybe today. Around the area, temperature-wise, we go through Kenosha, start things out. The reading at this hour, 42 degrees, 46 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 41, and in Racine, it is 42. If you look at the chart here, it says there's light snow in Burlington. It's 46. We'll have to check that out. Additional counselors are going to continue to be available to students and staff at Kenosha Brantford High School on the heels of last week's stabbing of one student by another, which turned into a homicide. Kenosha Unified spokesperson Tanya Reuter saying they're also very appreciative of the understanding and support by the immediate and surrounding communities due to this situation. 15-year-old Tim Carson formally charged Friday afternoon with second-degree reckless homicide just a few hours after the death of 15-year-old DeJean Taylor at Children's Hospital, that from a knife wound to the chest. The charging document alleges a dispute over a girl between the two and threats made on social media. Carson's mother and attorney both indicating self-defense in their comments about the case. The next court date is May the 12th. Due to organizational complexities, the city of Racine is being told by Racine County it will not include a strip of Old Mill Road for resurfacing as part of the Highway MM38 reconstruction project as requested last minute. The county's Public Works Committee heard from engineering manager Nathan Plunkett. He explained the extra 200 feet was not included with the original planning that realigns the intersection to the west of its current setup.
It seems like it'd be a simple thing just to mill and overlay it with our project, but we're starting to see that it would be simpler if the city would just do it themselves at the end of this project. This project will go from about April 2018 to end around October 2018. And any asphalt that we're going to be paving will be basically done in September, October.
Plunkett indicating it's about $30,000 to mill and overlay that 200 feet of city road. Federal funding on the project, though, would require all kinds of paperwork adjustments. Despite that stretch being in his district, Supervisor David Cook said he supported the staff's recommendation of denial to include it for the city.
I'm very disappointed in the way that the city of Racine has handled this, and with the timing and the importance of getting this project that we've been working on for years completed in a timely manner to take care of everybody else in the area, I would support the staff and not approving the city's request, even though it's in my district.
County Planning and Development Services Director Julie Anderson saying she informed City Engineer John Rooney about the difficulties of the request, not to mention the last-hour submission for a project that has to keep going. The committee voted unanimously to reject the city's request. It came to light through Alderman Sandy Widener and questions from residents along that affected stretch of Old Mill Road. With certain projects for the city of Racine, soil can be contaminated, has to be placed somewhere for testing and remediation until hauled away. That's why the Water Wastewater Utility was recently before the Redevelopment Authority asking about available land for temporary storage. Community Development Director Amy Connolly explaining that there are a few locations that would qualify under certain conditions.
You could temporarily hold some soil as long as it was contained properly and it didn't have any sort of leak of the soils, or if water, we had a big rainstorm, it wouldn't leach out into the property. And so we wanted to put this in writing because many of our properties, as you know, are brownfield properties that have been contaminated in the past. And many of our properties are also under cleanup actions that we're facilitating.
Utility General Manager Keith Haas said that the request to use the old Racine Steel casting site came about with bad soil that was found with the Douglas Avenue project and replacing the water main from Hamilton Street to Gould Street.
And after we awarded a $1.6 million contract, the DOT informed us that they had had soil borings done in the public right-of-way at the location of three former gas stations and had identified petroleum-contaminated soils in the public right-of-way and warned us that we might encounter some during the excavation of putting in a new water main. Those soils have already been profiled and can go immediately to the landfill upon excavation.
Public Works is going to be starting storm and sanitary sewer work on Douglas Avenue in a few months. The need to store any contaminated soil might come up again for an RDA site. Kenosha City Council set to meet this evening. Among the items on the agenda, a resolution from Mayor John Antaramian that opposes any reductions in federal funding from the Environmental Agency's Brownfields Grant Program. Resolution indicates the proposed budget for the EPA includes a 44% reduction in brownfield grants. It's requesting that the levels of grant assistance be kept at 2016 levels. There's also on the agenda an ordinance change that would prohibit loitering or standing on street medians that are 5 feet wide or less, the penalty of between $50 and $200. And an ordinance that would allow the city to release feral cats once they're neutered, vaccinated, and ear-tipped. That meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at Kenosha's Municipal Building. And this hasn't been done in Kenosha, Racine, or Burlington, but Milwaukee Police did one this past weekend, and we'll have a second anti-theft device installation event for owners of the most stolen vehicles this coming weekend. Owners of 2002-06 Dodge Caravan and Dodge Stratus, 1996-2000 Honda Civics, and 1993-97 Honda Accords will be given help with anti-theft device installation from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this coming Saturday at the Milwaukee Public Works garages on West Lincoln Avenue and North 35th Street. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian's vision for the city's economic growth allows a little selectivity in the types of jobs it pursues with new businesses, telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that the recent border agreement with Summers and Paris opens up the door to a bit of further on the kind of industrial expansion he'd like to see in the city.
Well, I think long term, from the city's perspective, the majority of the land that would eventually come into the city will be used as industrial. That will be the future industrial base for the city. And part of what I'm looking to do with the industrial base is manufacturing. We're looking at research and development. And we're looking at technology. Those are the three areas that we're focusing on for the city.
Antaramian still views Kenosha as a diamond in the rough that will only get better as time goes on, noting the city's educational institutions as great selling points. Racine Unified School Board has a work session tonight at 6 o'clock. Among the agenda items for discussion only, the latest on tracking the current fiscal year budget, any adjustments that might be needed in the immediate future, and the five-year forecast as amended. Also, a status report on the facilities projects for the summer, an update on the substitute teacher fill rate and the impact of a pay increase, and the Raising Racine 2023 draft strategic plan. City of Racine was planning a roundabout at the intersection of North Memorial Drive and State Street, which was rejected by the Department of Transportation due to the almost $1.3 million cost. But a specialized new road service and some signal upgrades will be taking its place.
And they go through evaluation of all these proposals, and they do cost benefit to these. And they also look at the accident crash history, they look at the analysis, they look at the cost estimates. And they just don't believe investing in roundabout is an appropriate use of funds. And they're not going to approve this amount to apply it towards another type of project.
As WRJN News told you last week, City Engineer John Rooney would still prefer the roundabout, but told the Public Works Committee that the high-friction surface treatment pavement that they're talking about putting in, that ought to reduce the number of accidents. Now, he indicated the state is pushing this new overlay, which is a hot mix asphalt and a special texture that has more tire grip.
What they would wind up doing is milling in butt joints where it meets all the existing pavements around it, and then they would overlay that over the existing concrete pavement. They would probably either do like a crack and seat. They crack and seat the existing concrete pavement. I don't even know if rubblization is an overlay or an option, but they would overlay this hot mix asphalt pavement over the top of that.
Rooney adding that the city's minimum $80,000 cost will improve the intersection, plus extend its life expectancy perhaps another 10 to 15 years. And Racine County's Director of Public Works and Development Services is Julie Anderson, who's rarely without her camera. This month, some of her work is going to be on display in Waterford. Anderson has a few of her pictures in her Ives Grove office, a sunset in Florida, a rugged mountain stream, a shot of the full moon. Says she started taking pictures as a young girl with her dad's box camera just for fun.
As I got older and had children and we started traveling places around the state and then in certain parts around the country, I always had my camera and I would just be taking pictures. And it's really blossomed a little more in the past 5 years because now my kids are college age adults and I have a little more freedom to go to places that maybe some people wouldn't want to go to or couldn't get to.
Says photography's become a hobby and a way to relax, and her exhibit contains pictures in a variety of formats. The exhibit, The Road Less Traveled Landscape Photography, It'll be on exhibit at Waterford's West End Gallery, 206 West Main Street, through the end of the month. She's going to be on hand, by the way, Julie Anderson, to greet visitors this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. The gallery, one of the stops on this year's Racine County Open House. So is WRJN and our sister station, 92.1 The Shore. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section of it. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.